thank everyone for coming to this presentation. Dollar spot caused by sclerotinia homeocarpa is a foliar disease that occurs pretty much everywhere throughout the United States and can be very detrimental. Some problems that exist with dollar spot is in relation to the damage that it occurs, and problems along with that are in relation to the fungicides that can be used. Fungicides can be extremely expensive, and as many of you know, that there is resistance issues with sclerotinia as well. Superintendents do have some cultural practices that they may implement to try and reduce the amount of dollar spot that they can get in addition to fungicides. This includes, but is not limited to, dew removal and or increasing their mowing frequency. Previous research has shown that dew cover increases the incidence and severity of several fungal diseases, including dollar spot. Williams et al. Found that up to an 81% reduction in dollar spot incidence by removing dew can be achieved compared to not removing dew. And Elram et al. Found that daily dew removal reduced dollar spot compared to removal of dew on alternate days. In regards to mowing, a study done in 2008 by Putnam et al. Found that mowing less frequency actually reduced dollar spot. But in this study, it's important to remember that dew was removed in the morning while mowing was performed in the afternoon. In order to get a better handle on what actually is occurring, we decided to determine if mowing frequency 2, 4, or 6 days per week, with or without daily dew removal on a fairway, can influence fungicide efficacy for dollar spot control. And essentially, we wanted to see if you could go from a situation like pictured here on the left to a situation like pictured on the right by simply implementing these cultural practices. I'll now take you through the methods of which we did this experiment. This experiment was performed at the Joseph Valentine Turfgrass Research Center at University Park, Pennsylvania. The fairway area was a 7-year-old mixed stand with about 80% pennyeagle creeping bentgrass and about 20% annual bluegrass. It was always maintained as a golf course fairway and was mowed at about 1.3 centimeters. The study was conducted 3 different times, once in the late summer of 2009, the late spring of 2010, and the late summer of 2010. Prior to and during the experiment, the turf was mowed, prior to the experiment, it was mowed 3 days per week with a Toro fairway mower, as pictured here. Clippings were always removed from the site before and after the during and after the study. Our experimental design was a split strip block design, which I'll show you one replication here. As you can see on the top, there were 2 dew removal treatments, dew being removed daily or dew not being removed. On the left, you can see that there were 3 mowing frequency treatments, 2, 4, or 6 days per week. And within each of these, there were 4 different fungicide treatments. The first thing I would perform in the morning would be dew removal on plots that received daily dew removal across mowing frequencies like this. After this was performed, I would perform mowing frequency treatments across dew removals in this fashion. All mowing and dew removal treatments were performed at 7:30 in the morning daily. The dew was always removed with mower reels of the aforementioned mower with the reels disengaged. We used 3 fungicides, chlorothalonil, iperdione, and propiconazole, along with an untreated control. And all the rates that we used were label prescribed rates for preventative dollar spot control. Like I mentioned earlier, these fungicides were only applied 1 time per experiment. And the application dates for both the late summer 2009 and 2010 were in late August, and the late spring of 2010 it was May 28th. In order to quantify the amount of dew that was present daily, I performed daily dew measurements, similar to a method performed by Williams et al. I utilized pre-weighed tissue papers and wiped them within a given area, as shown by this box on the screen here. This, after the dew was absorbed, dew ingestion fluid was absorbed, I would then reweigh the tissues and convert the amount present to liters per hectare. Dollar spot assessment was performed by physically counting all the infection centers on a 3 to 5 day interval after the initiation of all experiments. Statistical analysis was performed by using SAS version 9.1, and Tukey's honestly significant difference for mean separations was utilized. Significant differences were also observed whenever P was less than 0.05. All the data that I will present to you is in relation to area under disease progress curve values, and this is the formula here that I utilize for this. And essentially, AUDPC is the entire area found beneath the curve, as shown in this graph here, beneath the yellow line. you through the results. Here is the analysis of variance of all three experimental runs. It's important to remember that in this analysis, contrast statements were evaluated, and essentially that was only looking at treatments in which fungicides were used, not the control plots, due to the lack of disease suppression. As you can see here, in the late summer of 2009 and 2010, mowing and dew removal were significantly different. Late spring 2010, this was not the case. Fungicides were also significant across all three studies, but this simply means that the fungicides provided different levels of suppression in relation to one another, but that was not the focus of this study. Now we can examine the influence that dew removal had on fungicide efficacy. In the late summer of 2009, across all fungicides, except for the control plots, and all mowing frequencies, you can see here that dew removal provided an acceptable and pretty insignificant amount of suppression in the number of infection centers. In the late spring of 2010, we did not see this. As you can see here, though a similar trend existed, there was no significant difference. In the late summer of 2010, similarly to the late summer of 2009, the same trend was observed, along with a significant difference for an entire season long. So in summary for dew removal, like you saw, it was significant. Dew removal was significant in the late summer of 2009 and 2010, but not the late spring of 2010. Why, you may ask? And there are several potential reasons for this, some of which cannot be answered. Several different reasons include the amount of dew present, the duration of dew, temperature, and disease pressure differences. One question that we can address is in relation to the amount of dew that was actually present. As you recall, I took measurements daily for this, and in a separate study in late spring of 2009, I took dew measurements as well. In the late summer of 2009 and the late summer of 2010, as you can see by the mean daily dew present on the right side there, that there is each time there was actually 53% much more dew present in the late summer than in the late spring. Now, since we know that there was a significant difference in the late summers, we can examine this further and examine exactly what's occurring with respect to the specific mowing frequencies, as different superintendents are mowing their fairways at different frequencies. So in regards to 2 days per week, you can see that both the late summer and of 2009 and 2010, there were significant differences, as you can see by the AUDPC values. In 2009, there was approximately a 53% reduction in dollar spot by removing dew, and in 2010, approximately 79%. Similar trends existed with 4 days per week in 2009 and 2010, with about 60% more suppression with removing dew in the late summer of 2009 and 76% in the late summer of 2010. Similarly, again, on 6 days per week, the similar trend existed for both the late summer of 2009 and 2010, with about 71% reduction in dollar spot in 2009 and 75% in 2010. The question is then posed, well, how long can you actually improve your efficacy? And there's so many different variables that can affect this, but in the late summer of 2009, I have an example here to show you how long you potentially could have gotten. On a mowing schedule of 4 days per week with dew removal, or not dew not removal, and the fungicide being iperdione, if you had a threshold of approximately 18 infection centers per 2.78 square meters, you would have reached this threshold about 15 days after you applied your fungicide. If you were removing dew daily, you would not have reached this for 27 days. So essentially, that's about a 12-day improvement on your fungicide efficacy. Like I mentioned, another part of our objective was to determine if mowing frequency had an effect, but I will talk about this briefly in the interest of time. As you recall, the analysis of variance showed that there was a significant mowing effect in 2009, in the late summer of 2009 and late summer of 2010. This is of minor practical significance due to the fact that the difference in the amount of infection centers was pretty small. The question is then, well, what is practical, and dew removal would be more practical, as it's a lot more cost-effective to implement than increasing a mowing frequency. This chart here shows how dew removal and mowing can actually achieve differential results. If you were on a 2 day per week mowing frequency and you were removing dew daily, you could achieve similar disease progress values over the course of one run of the study by simply removing dew, as compared with mowing 6 days per week and not removing dew at all, as you can see by those values. take you through the conclusions of our study now. So getting back to the main question, can dew removal and or increased mowing frequency improve your fungicide efficacy? And the answer is yes. The removal of dew may increase the length of time a fungicide can provide effective suppression. How long? Well, that depends on your fungicide, time of year, and also your disease threshold for your particular course or area. Dew removal may be most beneficial when you're utilizing a fungicide with a long disease suppression time frame, such as iperdione. Implement dew removal at favorable times of the year for increased dew formation and or dew duration. As you recall, when I showed you earlier graphs, there was about 53% more dew present in both 2009 and 2010 in the late summer than in late spring. And finally, with regards to mowing, though the statistical differences were observed, but they were of minor practical significance, it's important to recall that we did notice that increasing your mowing frequency did not reduce any fungicide efficacy. And in conclusion, I'd like to thank my primary advisor, Dr. Pete Landscoot, and my other committee members, Dr. John Kaminsky and Dr. Ricardo Dim, and Dr. David Livingston and other graduate students, and the Pennsylvania Turfgrass Council. I'll take questions at this time.
Time for questions?
When you were doing your dew removal, you did that with a fairway mower, is that correct?
The question was, when I was performing dew removal, was I doing that with a fairway mower? And yes, I was. It was a Toro 5-gang, 5-reel fairway mower.
So what type of rollers did that unit have on it? And how would you compare what you were doing maybe to the previous speaker growing treatments where they were using a more green thrower in terms of the amount of pressure?
Exactly. The question was what type of rollers were on the fairway unit that I was using, and how would I compare that to other methods of rolling? The rollers that were on there were essentially the ones that we did not replace them with any kind of different kind of mower, the rollers. They were just ones in front of the reel and ones behind the reel. Were just a solid metal tube that are probably on there when you purchase the mower. So I don't want to speculate on how different that might affect anything as... Basically, our aim was to utilize this mower because of the amount of weight and uniformity of dew removal. Yes?
So how's that compared to draining a hose like most of the superintendents are going to actually do?
That's a good question. That would be something I like. I think we should, I repeat the question. How would this compare, the method of dew removal that I utilize, compare with dragging with a hose?
Or chain,
which that would be exactly a chain or a hose would be what most people would probably use on fairways. It has been shown that the most effective way that dew has been removed has been using a fairway mower with the reels disengaged in a previous study. But it has been shown that different methods of dew removal are also effective, but not as effective. So this was a starting point for the study, and I think that would be something to look into eventually. But we wanted to use a fairway mower just for uniformity reasons.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
With your dew removal practices, and your tissue test, how much dew did you actually remove from your control plots with the fairway mower?
The question was, how much dew was removed on control plots with the fairway mower?
On your treated versus your control plots. So you removed dew on one set of plots and didn't.
Dew was removed on an area that was mowed the same every day, so every day it was just a general amount of dew that would be present on the entire turf area there.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, let's thank our speaker.
Thank you.